All right, everybody, I am right about to head out, but I wanted to very quickly show you a compilation of clips of our nearly senile president over in France at the G7. He's supposed to be representing the United States on the global stage, but honestly, he doesn't represent me in any way, because while he was there, he has repeatedly embarrassed himself, by proxy, the United States. He has reportedly signed a memorandum of understanding with Ghalibaf, the Speaker of Iran's parliament, and it is the worst deal that we have ever seen. This is perhaps the worst military defeat since Vietnam, and some people are saying that it is even worse than that. And to make it even more offensive, he's walking around the G7 like he owns the place during his, like, cognizant moments, and then he keeps zoning out and getting completely lost at the same time. Let me start off with this clip of Donald Trump wandering off in the wrong direction after a G7 photo, and world leaders have to step in and redirect him. He walks off in a confused manner, and look at his face right here. Why is it drooping? Why is it so bad? Let me show you this clip of Donald Trump not being able to figure out how to raise a chair. Like, I want to show you guys a common theme between these two videos. I want you to pay very close attention to Giorgia Meloni, the Prime Minister of Italy. In this clip that I'm about to play, she is right here, the blonde woman. In this clip before, she is also right here, the blonde woman. She is telling Trump in this clip, other direction, other direction. Let me play it one more time and raise the volume for you all.
Thank you.
Viva.
If you hear it there, she's saying other side, directing Donald Trump. In this clip right here, she is also giving Trump a rather embarrassed look. I mean, she's sitting there rubbing her face like this guy cannot be serious. Take a look. He can't figure out how to raise his chair.
It's too late, nigga. Did you get it up?
Oh, you missed the chair?
You can.
Up at the general's chair.
He had a great. Yeah, he's inspired. Then you look at yourself in a picture and you said,
what happened? What happened?
I had the lowest chair in the whole room.
You know what?
That's great.
It was the UN.
Oh, is that
it? Yeah. I'm kidding.
You remember that? That's funny. Oh, that's much better. Come on. You know what? It's so funny.
Oh, that's much better.
Thank you, Mark. I'll remember the whole thing. But I look better than that.
There's just no way. I want you to look at this look that George Meloni gives him. Right here. She saw him and then rubs her face in an embarrassed manner. Now, to continue, in this clip, Donald Trump gets into some of the more intense details of the negotiations and just completely blows it. He says that it's okay if Iran has missiles at this point. By the way, if you appreciate these videos, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. I'm about to be going to a Cubs game in Chicago with my team. It's going to be a great time. We are doing some social events. If you want to help support the team that Mockler Media is building, you can become a free or paid subscriber below. We are launching a debate show. We are launching new formats. In the first episode of our debate show is currently on my channel. Go check it out and watch this clip of Donald Trump talking about Iran and ballistic missiles, justifying them having it.
In the history of our country. So we'll be working on a parallel effort with the Gulf nations to address non-nuclear issues such as the conventional ballistic missiles, which we'll be talking about, and support them. I mean, they have to have some because other people have some. You got to have some. Somebody said, you shouldn't give them one. And I have guys. I like some of these guys, but I don't think they're smart. Sir, you shouldn't let them have any missile. I said, well, what am I going to do? Am I going to let Saudi Arabia have missiles, but they can't have them? Yes, sir. It doesn't work that way, you know? It doesn't work that way. And missiles aren't the problem. Missiles are, they hurt a little location, but they don't blow up the planet.
Donald Trump Scott Jennings, all of these MAGA figures have been calling Iran the largest state sponsor of terrorism on the globe, saying that their missiles create a shield allowing them to build nukes, that they can fund their proxies due to their missiles and due to their capacity, so we had to destroy it. Now Donald Trump has completely backed off in a humiliating manner and is saying, who cares if they have missiles? I want to point out in this clip, Marco Rubio looks absolutely just stone cold, petrified to be standing behind somebody who has no understanding of foreign policy or no understanding of the global stage. Trump is clearly hitting new levels of cognitive decline, and it is so incredibly obvious. Here is Donald Trump ranting and raving over a little dispute with Lebanon that Netanyahu had, and then he calls Netanyahu and Israel a very small partner. That is a direct quote. This is a fundamental reset in our relations with Israel, not because Donald Trump is like doing this in some masterminded way, but because Israel has repeatedly screwed us over. So he calls Israel a very small partner. Take listen.
We had this deal done. You had a deal that was going to give them legally a nuclear weapon. And if that happened, Israel would have been blown away. And in all fairness to Bibi Netanyahu, who happens to be a good man, gets a little excited sometimes. But he happens to be a very good man. We've had an amazing partnership. He's been an amazing prime minister. We have a little dispute over Lebanon. I say, you can do a little softer touch, Bibi. You don't have to knock down a building every time somebody walks into it that's from Hezbollah. But it's been an amazing partnership. But he will say, we're the big partner, and he's the very small partner, and that's true. So he came to the country, and he begged Barack Hussein Obama, the president, not to do the JCPOA.
They also disagree with the deal that Trump cut as well. I mean, listen to this. The deal includes a $300 billion fund for Iran. This $300 billion fund comes out of our allies' pockets, and we have to lean on them, pressure them, lean on Saudi Arabia, the Emirates, Qatar, pressure the very countries that Iran was just firing missiles at a few weeks ago into pulling money out of their sovereign wealth funds and handing it to this very same regime that was firing missiles at them. And this entire thing rests on this idea that Iran is now acting in good faith, the United States will now be acting in good faith, and very importantly, that Israel will be acting in good faith. None of these countries really are. It's a fantasy. So $300 billion will begin flowing into the pockets of Iran. If that doesn't happen, then they're going to stop the Memorandum of Understanding. If Israel doesn't stop bombing Lebanon, they are going to stop the Memorandum of Understanding. And even if we grant the Memorandum of Understanding, as it is an absolute loss for the United States. Iran's parliament, Speaker Ghalibaf, has declared Iran has, quote, sovereign rights in the Strait of Hormuz and will charge fees for services provided. And the Strait, quote, will never return to pre-war conditions under any circumstance, confirming Iran's permanent control following the just-signed Memorandum of Understanding. I'm going to actually hand it off to Ben Shapiro, who went on Fox News to rail against this. Listen.
Said this MOU appears to be just from the text, a disaster that does not achieve any of the actual signal goals that were set by the administration at the beginning. There were effectively five goals that were set by the administration at the beginning. One was ending the nuclear program, not just nuclear weapons, no nuclear enrichment, zero enrichment. That is not in the deal. Ballistic missiles ended. That is not in the deal. And the president today suggested that ballistic missiles should actually continue to be held by the Iranians because the Saudis, our allies, also hold ballistic missiles.
It's crazy.
You have the support of terrorism. That is not part of the deal. Anything that looks like an attempt to end terrorism, a permanent opening of the Strait of Hormuz toll-free. Not only is that not in the deal appears to have a provision allowing Iran and Oman to attempt to toll the strait after 60 days. And
then finally,
the idea that Iran would receive some sort of sanctions relief after all of those things happen, we are already seeing from day one relief in their ability to ship oil out of Iran. In my opinion, the vice president of the United States, the chief negotiator on this particular project, has not well served the president.
Wow. Okay, so number one, Ben Shapiro throws J.D. Vance under the bus. Number two, Ben Shapiro is on Fox News railing against this deal. And number three, even he acknowledges the Strait of Hormuz is now going to be tolled by Iran in perpetuity. If you appreciate this video, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We will keep pushing every single day for you all. I'll see you all later, and peace out.